The following program, Where Are They Now? With Art and Bobby, is sponsored by Arthur Andros and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Bobby, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our show, Where Are They Now? With Bobby and Art, we're happy to have you this morning with us. We have a great guest speaker. Please call in at 773-763-9278, WCPT, and go ahead.
All righty. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here we go. Let me read a couple little notes that I got on this young man. He is one of the founders of the Old St. Pat's Block Party. He met his wife and eventually became engaged at the party. His quote, "I proposed to her on the stage of the block party, though I didn't have a ring." Wow, Jack, but we'll go down farther. Planes, trains, and automobiles and more, he's known. No, we don't have Steve Martin today. We don't have the budget for it. Our guest today has been the Deputy Commissioner for the Terminal Landside Facilities at O'Hare International Airport. He was the Executive Vice President of Construction, Engineering, and Facilities for the CTA. Also, the Executive Director of Illinois Tollway. And now the president of SDI, welcome Jack Hartman. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Art.
Welcome,
how you doing?
Jack.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome to our show. Thanks for being with us.
Welcome. Tell us a little bit about, I think, as I remember, you're from Chicago, correct?
Yes, outside of Chicago, St. Thomas More, great parish. Grew up with Pat Harney down there and a lot of other great people. I married a Regina girl, as you just said, and she decided I should live up north where people like you live, Bart. So I moved. And
nice.
We moved up to Edgebrook and have been there for over 25 years. It's been great. It's been fun. In fact, Bobby lives in my old house. So lived in my old house for a while. So it's a great neighborhood, and had a lot of fun. I haven't had a lot of fun up there.
It's a lovely area, you know, to live. It's like living Highland Park in Chicago, you know?
Yeah, it's different.
So what are you doing now, Jack? May I ask?
So, what are you working on? I'm president of SDI, which is a managed service for IT. So to give an idea, we run all the desktops to servers for the city of Chicago, CTA, and we help out the Illinois Tollway, and we do work with utilities, ComEd, and we also work for Commonwealth Edison, but mostly government. But the entire city is our biggest thing right now, with O'Hare Airport being the key.
Wow, that's amazing. You've always had really interesting positions. When I knew you, you were in the tollway.
A lot of fun jobs, yeah. Bob. It's been, you know, it's been a fun career.
Well, yeah, you're a tribute to our city, our great city. It's interesting the way things are now. Our show, where are we at now?
There we go. I had my mute on. That's why.
Yeah. I didn't know Art could be
Jack,
quiet for that long.
Yeah. Tell us some stories about O'Hare Field. I mean, I've heard some interesting stories about presidents and stuff, but tell us some good stories about out there. Some high officials that flew in. I mean, were you out there when President Bush shut down the airport to go get some steaks?
No. I was gone by then. It's funny how I even got my start out there, Art. You know, they told me I was going to help fix the train, and the train was a year late, similar to what, you know, we're going through now. And I was walking down the street, and I see a buddy from law school, and he goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Oh, I'm going to run part of O'Hare. I'm going to run this train." He goes, "Train won't work." And I'm like, "How would you know? You're a lawyer." And he said, "Well, I'm Westinghouse's lawyer, and we lost the bid to a French firm Calgary took another year of putting a team together to take over the train and start it. And it's been, you know, it was working for 25 years, luckily. But, you know, I being a lawyer myself, I wasn't the person who understood what to do with it. So I called Pat Harney up, who was an electrical engineer. And I said, I need your help. Do you understand all this stuff? And he did. And the two of us got the train up. And it was an amazing run with it. But it was taking over the train from the French and essentially rebuilding parts of it so it would work without French parts.
So, wow. Bobby, instead of them being in the basement with a train set, they had a whole train set over at O'Hare. Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, big toys amazing. For big boys, Art.
Yeah. Right. And then you decided to go to bigger trains. Tell us about the CTA. That's where I got to meet you.
And so CTA was fun. I mean, it was essentially we got to rebuild the blue line and the brown line. And once again, you know, everybody thinks you need to be an engineer to do all these things, and it's more managerial and trying to operate. And I like to operate government like a business, you know, with customers at its core. You know, and O'Hare, we had the Disney method, and we brought that to the CTA also. You know, we started saying, well, who do we need? What kind of people do we need? And when I met Art, I understood, you know, being an architect, he said, what do you know about concessions? He said, I'm Greek. Of course you can do concessions. And but he
that,
treated
Bobby?
Every...
Yeah, that's good to know.
Art treated every individual concessionaire as if it were a separate business. And before, we didn't care. It was a guy at Howard selling, you know, candy and gum and pop. And nobody cared about what they needed. And Art literally asked him, what are we doing to screw you over? You know, you keep telling me the CTA is not a great... client, you know, how do we become a better client? That was all Art. Mm-hmm. So Art went out
wow.
to every concessionaire. And I remember the one day we went to Howard, the guy gave Art and I a bottle of vodka. And I'm like, we can't take that.
Right.
They were so appreciative when you talk to people that he cared. And he asked them how to make their job better. And that's what we did. That was all Disney method of how do we do a better job in government for our clients. First time anybody called, you know, the public clients, customers.
Yeah.
And that's the mindset, you know, you really have to have if you're going to be serving them. Bob, you were a police officer for, you know,
35 years.
You know,
the concessions.
You're serving a guy like you who knows how to serve his clients. And I think that's what makes, you know, most police and firemen successful.
Thank you.
Is the ones that do that. And there's 1-2% that do dumb things and people get mad at. But
yeah.
Most people are doing their job every day, you know, and you got to make it fun.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Those two
thank
guys were amazing up at Howard Street. They were called the AM/PM concession. And what it mean, they had a cooler. They'd lock half of it. When the guy go home, they unlock the other half. They would turn the newsstand around and it'd be his stuff on one side and the other. But they were great, great people, and they were our eyes and ears out there, other than the ticket collector. They were ticket collectors' money, right, remember? And then they went into the machine.
Yeah.
So they were part of the family there. They really were.
You guys did an amazing job with those airport concessions because they needed an uplift and a facelift for a number of years. It's like going to a different city now, you know?
So the good and bad about that, Bob, is when we redid all the concessions at O'Hare, and it was like I think $100 million program, I'm good and bad. I'm the guy who brought McDonald's to O'Hare and Midway. And I thought they were
excellent.
The cleanest concessionaire. I thought fast food would help supplement people who were on the run, trying to go fast, didn't have time to sit down. And I think we put up originally 5 McDonald's at O'Hare and 2
That's awesome,
at Midway.
Jack. That's awesome.
And everybody assumed they would eat all the other concessionaires' revenue up. It became additional, new revenue, because, as I said, nobody wants to wait in line to get a sandwich.
Yeah, right. Yep,
so
especially when you got a plane to catch. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Being at the CTA, Jack has some creative. We had that clean green. He's like, come on, we're going to go clean. We had the snowstorm. He's like, you got to come help snow. I said, great. I threw my snowblower in the back. My wife still doesn't talk to me about that. I burnt it out, but that's another whole story.
You broke it. We worked for 2 days straight with our Toro. It was a tiny Toro. And it worked for 2 days, and then it died, and we had to buy him a new one. So
that's right.
Wow. But that's a
wild, huh? You know me better. I ain't shoveling for 2 days.
Come on, Artie. With all those connects you have, you could have gotten a city truck to help you out.
Oh, that was before I went to the city. I was at the CTA. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But here's the important thing. Jack, it was a big part. October 24th, 1999, we had the 8th Annual Make a Difference Day Awards. Tell us about that, Jack.
So, you know, I read about it in the Sun-Times magazine, and it said, you know, if you could do if you're doing something big, something major in a neighborhood or helping out, and I looked at everybody and I said, we could do this in a minute. And we got all the CTA people on a Saturday. We'd get together in, probably April, and do a spring cleanup. And we probably had 300, 400 CTA workers. And then we had, it was one of the first years the high schools had, the kids had to volunteer and do some work. So we got about 300 CPS students to come along with us. And we went out and we cleaned up Dearborn Homes 1 year. And we won a Make a Difference Award. 2000, we made regional. In 2001, we had a national award where we won. You know, we beat out everybody else. But keep in mind, we had over 500 people volunteering, maybe 600. We cleaned up Dearborn Homes, and we were cutting down, Bill Mooney and I were cutting down trees with chainsaws, and we figured out they had a tennis court. Nobody knew what it was. Mm. You know, we took the basketball courts, cleaned them up, and then, you know, I sent somebody out to buy some nets for the baskets. I mean, it's the little things in life that people care about. The kids were so excited; they were helping us work for the CHA, and you know we brought back, we painted like 50 CHA units, cleaned the outsides, did everything. It was wonderful. It was a really good day.
Well, when everyone helps and comes together as a team, you get a lot accomplished.
Oh, yeah. And
exactly.
And as everybody knows, Jack, he loves his tools. He has tools for tools. Jack, I think you have every tool they ever made out there.
Is that right?
Well, I had a friend who worked for Porter Cable, and I was able to get the Father's Day and the Christmas sale. So I was able to buy generators and power tools. And, yes, I do have probably two of everything. In fact, I have a house out in Utah.
I
brought a chainsaw out to Utah, even though we had no tree. So, you know, you do those kind of things, Art.
And he does know how to use them. That's the important thing here, Bobby. It's not like he just sit on the shelf. I've seen him with the cutting of the trees and this and digging. And I was like, my God, where do you get that energy, Jack?
Yeah, it's, I grew up as a kid in trouble, so it's good to be busy.
That's a good one, Jack.
I do have a question. Do you ever talk to the president of CTA, Frank Cruzzi? He was interesting. You ever get a chance to talk to him?
You know, I haven't talked to him lately, but I saw him when Maggie Daly died. He came back in town and had long hair and a ponytail. He's down in North Carolina raising goats and makes an attempt at feta cheese from what I hear. I mean, for a Greek guy like you, it's going to be perfect.
I might have to call him and give him a couple of hints. You know, he's got a opa and a couple other things, but we got a caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Where Are They Now? Who's on the phone?
This is a secret caller. Just calling to reminisce on some old days with you two.
Okay.
We had a lot of fun at the CTA, and Mr. Hartman was quite the person to work for. He was very dangerous with the chainsaw.
I had two
can you guess the voice, Jack?
That I would break as we went through.
I can't guess the voice, but keep talking, this caller.
I also had that other Loyola graduate from the Jesuit school, Mark Maloney, with you guys. He was an instrumental part of. Oh, that was good.
How you doing, Julian?
But hello,
the Julian.
Welcome, Julian.
The father of the year. I'm going to do a show about you. Bobby and I are going to do a show about you. I'm so impressed with all the things you do with the kids. And I remember the days we took the signs down at the concessions, but we'll never tell the kids. But I did find a picture the other day. I'm going to send it to you of you taking down the bad signs. So, but never show it to the kids. Go ahead.
So you know the number one Hartman rule is never have a camera and don't take pictures.
Well,
Julian, I remember when we were renovating the Loyola station, a Loyola sign fell off the station and you brought it to my house. It was very nice of you.
Yeah, it was.
In my garage.
It was
no longer deemed useful. In my garage.
Yeah, it was no longer deemed useful, so it was all right to retire it that way. but the things I was able to witness that was when people were given power and are empowered to move forward at a place that kind of was in the dungeon dragging days, and I was a late addition to the team, and thankful for it because it was just an unbelievable experience. I mean, we worked hard, we played hard, and unless you were really there to see things that were accomplished, look at the old Wilson Red Line station. I came in at the tail end of that, but what you guys originally did with that, the lower extremity there, where it was a switching station, and that just became a dumping ground. And I mean, I don't know exactly how many dumpsters and stuff you took out of there. And just to look at things that sort of was like the rebirth of the CTA when you came over from the airport, and Mayor Daley handpicked you along with Mr. Mazzina to come over and do the things that you did and a team you put together. It was incredible. And I mean, it didn't stop there. I mean, you're going over to the tollway. It was a sad day when he left, but I mean, I think one of the greatest accomplishments, and people may or may not know that, but today we all enjoy the free pass. We still pay for it, but the tollway pass system, the express pass, is just something that was incredible that was added to the state. And you need all the accolades for getting that done, because you just made traffic flow in this Illinois northern region just incredible from where it was to where it is today, Jack.
Thank you, Julie.
It's true. And we'll talk more about the toll road. But you said, Wilson, one quick thing. I got the opportunity to go down to the basement where there was a barber shop, and Al Capone used to go there and get his hair cut, and there's a tunnel that used to lead to the Green Mill. So the stuff about the city and historical is amazing.
That's
amazing.
She used to take the bus up and go up to the Riviera and go there for movies and dancing at the Aragon. And I asked her what that was. I remember when we found it, it was like a gem. It was a huge bathroom with marble, granite everywhere. This was in the CTA. And we cleaned it up. And Mike Kelly was the guy who was cleaning most of it up with Julian and and Tommy Groves and a great team of guys who just decided it was the right thing to do. It wasn't what union you call, what do you do? They got the people together and they just got the work done, which is important.
That's why, a lot of people.
Hey, Julian, thank you, too, for your hard efforts in making our city what it is today and for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
It was great. A lot of fun, and I'll be listening. I hope you guys touch on the no bid on the Olympics. That was kind of a very sad moment. I'd just like to hear some background on that.
I'll talk about that. Excellent. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Convention. Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Right. I think we have another caller. Thanks. Do we still have another caller out there? Welcome, caller. Good morning. Who do we have on the phone?
Good morning. This is John Plesberg.
Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Good, good. Good to hear you guys' voices. I got a question for Mr. Hartman.
Okay.
So, Jack had a wonderful late father, John Hartman Sr., graduate of Mount Carmel High School, great Southsider. How did Jack do wrong and go to Brother Rice?
and let me say, we used to say to Jack, Brother Rice, Fisher Price, is that correct, Jack?
I didn't say that, obviously. But so John, what happened was, I looked at the Mount Carmel bus that had like prison covers over the windows, so they couldn't break the windows. And I thought, I don't want to be in a bus people are throwing things at. So Brother Rice had a great time. But what I love about John is not only does he love his former high school, he was on the board of his school, raised millions of dollars from people. Always, always, Mount Carmel is in the back of John Plesbert's mind, which is great. And in fact, one year he tried putting my father up for the Hall of Fame, and who would have known this? He gets beaten out by a guy who worked at NASA who went to Mount Carmel.
Wow.
And I didn't think the math and science program was that good, but apparently it was. So kudos to Mount Carmel.
And you know
yes.
what? In all seriousness, you know what? I got to say thank you to Jack. He himself has raised millions of dollars for March of Dimes, who needs it, and they do such a great job. And every year, Jack's the MC, and it's always a success because of his hard work. So he's doing God's work for the people for March of Dimes.
Absolutely. And if you're in a corner, and if you're in the corner of the room and you scratch your nose, it's going to cost you, right, Jack?
That's Ben Cermak found that out one day when he was leaving early. Cost him $1,000, so you are correct.
You know what? I thought the Carmelites were bad. You could be in the witness protection program. They'd fine you for your donation for the school. But another thing is I had the pleasure and honor of working with Art and Jack over the years with the city, and it was great. Great team.
Family.
Great work.
Good teamwork.
Yeah, and I'm proud of what we did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
And let me make you feel a little bit old, Johnny. Youngster Nicholas just signed up for his last semester, a senior at Columbia College.
Oh, man. Wonderful.
That's awesome, Marty.
The movie maker. I love it.
I remember when you used to bring him to take your little kid to work day
right.
at O'Hare. Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was a cute little guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great kid. Great boy.
Well, Johnny, you have a happy Thanksgiving. Do you have any other more questions for Jack?
No, that's it.
Hey, John. Johnny, thanks for calling in. Have a great Thanksgiving.
We love you. See you, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Love you guys.
Hey, Jack, before we go into commercials, we haven't touched about that beautiful young lady, Cece, and your two beautiful kids. And I have a story about your son, Jay. When I was at the CTA, Bobby, I don't think I've told you this, sir. We were trying to adopt young Nicholas. Nicholas is adopted. And Jack comes in one night and he says, you know, Jay goes to bed every night and says a prayer so Nick can come home. So what a touching young man.
Wow.
Well, it took a while, as I recall, with you. It took a while to get him out of Bulgaria. And
right.
Luckily, you had the Coast Guard, the head of the Coast Guard, somewhat fixed that for you, as I recall, with the president of Bulgaria.
That's right.
Artie was selling
me knows how to use the love when he needs to. It was. I mean, it was taking too long to get Nick home until you dropped the Coast Guard thing.
Absolutely.
And,
you know.
We're all praying for you back then.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. We want to come back and talk about the toll road. We want to talk about the National Convention. You were involved in the Democratic National Convention. SDI and some other things. So,
what about the Olympics? Great. Were you involved with that, Jack, trying to get the Olympics here?
Olympics. Yeah, go ahead. Let's touch about that before we go to commercials about the Olympics.
I was working. I wasn't in an official capacity, but was doing a lot of, number one, fundraising that you have to do for those kind of things. And trying to help the committee. I had a lot of friends who were on the committee, Mark Atkinson, John Murray, Lou Vasta helped. And we had a lot of people who were volunteering their time and effort. Lori Healy, obviously from the city, who managed that for the mayor. It was just a great team, great people to be around. And it just wasn't our time for America.
No, you guys put so much work into that. You put a lot of time and effort. Yeah.
It was big.
It wasn't, but hey, it's a city that works, and it's beautiful, and it'll keep doing the same thing. Devin and Dylan, you want to go to commercials, and we'll be back? Okay. We'll be right back.
Abbott Painting, we're the painting contractor that cares. We care about you, your property, and our reputation. We work hard to please all of our customers by providing quality work and professional service. All of our painters are well-trained professionals who take pride in their work. Our residential crew treats your home like it's their own. They cover the furniture and the floors with drop cloths and contain the dust and odor by hanging plastic sheets. You can contact us for a free estimate at 773-725-9800. Please contact us at 773-725-9800. Abbott Painting. FlyGuard. 36,000 feet in the air, not the place you wish to be prepared. Your safety is our priority. You can reach us at our website at fly-guard.com. Thank you.
Teach your students the joys of science with DeNoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at DeNoyer.com.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Reputation.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Our friends at Jennings Chevrolet, Al Bonde, sales manager, his cell, you can reach him at 847-212-5653. It's the greatest Chevy dealer in the Midwest, and they got some beautiful cars, 2021. Please visit them. We also have Windy City Suites at 3308 North Broadway. Excellent. Caramel apples, chocolates, gift baskets, 3308 North Broadway, 773-477-6100. Artie?
I have one more here. We need your help. They're doing a fundraiser for the hurricane in Mexico. They're looking for dry goods, hygiene items, clothes, diapers, canned goods, cash donations. They have drop-off locations. Text Selena at 630-781-1721, 630-781-1721, and she'll give you the location to drop off whatever you like, and they will take cash donations. Go ahead, Bobby, introduce our guest back.
Okay, we have Jack Hartman. Jack, we're so happy to have you with us today. You're just an amazing individual, an asset to our city, to our state, and we're so pleased to have you with us.
Thanks, Bob.
Absolutely. Jack, you know, this is amazing. Adjacent professor at North Western University McCormick School of Engineering, member of the Economic Club of Chicago and the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. You're on 100 boards, it says here. Catholic Charities, Loyola. When do you have time to have beer? That's all I want to know. When do you have time?
The good thing is they do, in many of these boards meet at night, and they do serve wine. All right, so there is something to that. Yeah, I was on the board at Loyola for 9 years, where I actually went to school there for 3 degrees. So I was there 9 years for school, and then as a trustee. And what a great place. I love Loyola. Still help people try and get in law school. And my daughter just started. She's 4 out of 5 in my family went there. My wife went there for her MBA, CC. My daughter's getting her MBA there now. So it's Lyle actually did a...
Congratulations. Congratulations to your daughter.
Wow. They put me on an ad on the side of a train. It was so good.
Before we talk about the toll road and stuff, I do have a serious question, Jack. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Why do you put ice in your beer? This is the only gentleman I know that puts ice in his beer. Tell me why.
Keep it cold. I hate cold beer.
Okay.
I hate warm wine. And yes, yeah, especially when you're with somebody who really cares and they see you putting ice in it, just it kills them, especially in wine.
I like that. I like that, Chick.
I love it.
Keep it cold.
Okay, let's get serious again. Tell us about all the exciting things at the toll road. As Julian said, yeah, you got rid of those lines. You don't have to wait anymore.
No.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
You know what? When the governor approached me, I said, can I do whatever I want? He's like, look, it needs to be fixed or torn down. So when I got there, they're ready to merge it into IDOT. And it's the wrong thing to do, because if you did that, you'd have to raise the gas tax about 15 to 20 cents a gallon for everybody in the state, which is wrong, because the people that use the tollway pay for the tollway. What they didn't like was stopping. And they put that one at Deerfield to get through on weekends. And I saw that. And we were at about 32% electronic when I got there. And when I left, I think we're at about 82 to 85. And now it's 88%. It's the highest in the country of any tollway, cars and trucks.
That's amazing.
But, you know, the good thing was I got to pick a great team to be out there. You know, Brian McPartland, Paul Volpe, Marilyn Johnson, Kathleen Canlon, and Michelle D'Amico made me look so good with the PR that we got. But we were able to turn around the agency by showing that we were ready for reform, quite frankly. That we went out and implemented a new way of doing business at the tollway. And we told everybody, call us on these things if we're not doing it right. You know, we put people out. I was out in a toll booth myself. Everybody who worked for us, Vince Vellante, everybody had to work a day in a booth. And it's funny, the day I was in my booth, a friend of my wife's drove through, Nancy McIntosh, and I was out in Oak Brook. She was coming home, and I said, hey, Nancy. I literally reached in and gave her a peck on the cheek, and the toll collector said, Mr. Hartman, even as director, you can't be kissing customers. That's wrong. But she was a good friend, and, you know, it's out of habit. You know, the other thing we did was, since we put in all these open lanes, you have people, scofflaws, people who don't pay. You know, we put in a system. Matt Baudet set the system up for me. We collected over $47 million in fines in the first year of people who were stealing. They were stealing from the state. And we stopped that. And especially with the open gates, you could have 30% theft and we wouldn't have been able to pay for the tollway. So those are the kind of important things. I mean, we had Leanne Redden from the RTA. She helped put the plan together. Amazing. We put the plan together. We sold it. All 4 newspapers at the time covered it extensively. It was really, really an important time for the state. And it was a time when there wasn't a lot of work going on in other areas of the state. So we were employing a lot of construction people. We rebuilt probably half the tollway, quite frankly. And my successors, Brian McPartland and Christy LaFleur, did a great job of continuing that. So it was a great place to be. It really was.
And you did a great job on the customer service. And was it a not-for-profit that was running it?
Yeah, we had, I think it was, what is it called? We had blind people answering telephones for us for a while.
That was great.
Had another company, you try and do what you can in that regard and help out people. We had Sharif Abu Saab was running the construction, and Chris Armin later took over the construction tollway. I mean, it's been really in great hands for the past two decades because of that.
Hey, Jack, let me ask you a question. How did you process all that change when you turned over to the automated system? I bet that was a big, relief you didn't have to process all that change.
We had truckloads. We had trucks picking up cash everywhere. I'd go places and see quarters on the ground, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, people must be stealing this stuff. I go, let's cock up everything. Let's figure it out. I tried banning the penny, and that didn't go over so well, Art.
Really?
State of Illinois, Abraham Lincoln, but let's keep going.
Yeah, well, that's, you streamlined everything so nicely, Jack. But a lot of people probably ask, well, how do you deal with all that change? An interesting question.
Well, they don't have it anymore. They closed down, the money room with a shadow of itself. We had truck drivers going all over the northern end of the state, picking up cash, doing things. They've all been reassigned.
Jack likes to cut the fat out. And I don't know if I can say this, but I will. When Jack got to the toll road, he realized they had a helicopter. So he did take it on one last ride before they sold it. But tell us about the helicopter, Jack.
We had a helicopter, and we didn't use it as much as we should have, number one. And I realized we were spending a third of the time getting it recertified because we really weren't using it. And when we started construction, it helped. We used it a bit more. But Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn at the time was rallying against it, and he was right. So we just started renting the IDOT helicopter for when we needed it. And we didn't need it on a specific moment. Mm-hmm. And that worked out just fine. So, we sold the helicopter and got rid of it.
Saving taxpayers' money.
One. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't need one. The question. So, we eliminated hundreds of jobs the tollway because of that, and retrained the people and put them in different roles. So it's important.
Tell us a little bit about the Democratic National Convention.
I think that to Mayor Daley's testament, he wanted to make sure that the second time, and I remember not in 1968, I was at the convention at the age of 10, and it was problematic. If you've seen Aaron Sorkin's new movie, The Chicago 7, we'll tell you why the mayor wanted to rehabilitate our reputation as a global city. So he wanted to make sure the entire city was cleaned up. And the CTA at the time, we made sure we cleaned up everything we did in our path. Terry Teal worked at the mayor's office. He was putting decorative fence up to make sure everything looked great. And it was weird. I later went to the L.A. convention, and they had, they had garbage and debris all over the streets people were walking through. Whereas in Chicago, Terry and all the different agencies of the under the mayor cleaned up everything. We had a rule, no graffiti at the CTA for more than a day or two. We cleaned up everything to make sure every conventioner left Chicago saying, best city I've ever been in, and they did. So it was a great success. We had the same thing with the World Cup soccer. Big global events do well in Chicago. The NFL draft. It's and they're great for showing people.
Oh yeah, those were big venues. Yep.
Right.
Well, Chicago is such a great city. Those places belong in the city.
Absolutely. Jack, you were at the Rise Group for a while, and you used to go to Anchorage, Alaska. How was that trip?
Wow.
It's a very long trip, and the first day you go, I think it was September, so it was still a 20-hour day. And you go there, and it's just open all night long. And I just remember it was a beautiful sunset and the moon. And I just had a bottle of wine and sat in the room and just, you know, watched it. And it was amazing. And while I was up there, I flew over all the glaciers. I flew amazing to see everything is just on steroids. It's Colorado on steroids is what I tell people. It's a great place.
That has to be magnificent.
Did you see the Northern Lights? You didn't need much ice for your beer, huh?
It was cold enough. Yeah. Right?
You need one of those Canadian goose coats over there.
But, you know, we had great people. We had great people at Rise Group. Gunther Price is probably the best program controls person doing the cost and scheduling for all of our programs. And because at one time we were running the Public Building Commission, which John Plesbert ran, and Aaron Cabanarji. We had the water department putting all the water mains in for the city. We were building all the schools for the city. And then we were building the College of DuPage. I mean, so huge, huge programs. Chicago Housing Authority, we were doing the Art Institute at the time. I mean, so we were probably one of the biggest, what they call program control, program management firms in the city, which is great.
Excellent. Give us a call at 773-763-9278 if you have some questions for Jack or a story about Jack. But keep it clean, right, Jack? Tell us about your present SDI and the cool things you guys are doing. You touched on it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it's been, as I said, we do all the IT for the city of Chicago, and imagine when COVID hits and they say, hey, everybody's working from home. So we had to turn around 2,500 laptops for people to take home with them and make sure the VPN was secure and make sure that people can do their job. I mean, you know, certain people call me occasionally. Mike Simon calls me, you know, like once a month. Says, hey, I need something fast. I need this done immediately because this guy can't do his job. And, and it's great when you get people like that who care about their job so much that they want you to help them do it better.
That's awesome.
It really helps. It's a very large program. Unisys had it for 20 years, and they were using all outsiders. We're an MBE, and all the other firms working for us are MBEs. We give out probably $22 million to other MBEs besides us to help them out and make sure they're in the program and make sure it's a diverse crowd helping out. 80% of our people live in the city and County of Cook, so they're local. Every firm working on it is from Chicago, local. So that's very important for us. Local and diverse is probably the most important thing you can do on a contract for the city of Chicago or Cook County.
Excellent. Bobby?
Give back to the city.
Excellent. Do you have any interesting stories about the house where you lived at?
Well, that was about close to 30 years ago, so I didn't really realize that Art lived in that home until later, after I met him. But I redid the basement down there, and I didn't see any hidden compartments.
Nothing, huh?
Unfortunately, you know. It was a lovely home.
Yeah.
It was a lovely home, and there was I bought it from another individual, another Chicago police officer, so there was someone that lived in there after, Jack moved. But that's a lovely neighborhood in Wildwood. I really miss that area. It's just, you know, a beautiful area to live and work in the city, our great city.
Yeah. Absolutely. I have two questions. What's on your bucket list, Jack? I know you've done a lot. You've traveled. What is on your bucket list you haven't done yet?
So we were planning this, when everything kind of skidded to a halt during COVID. We are going in May to scuba dive in Bali. And it's
wow, that
Komodo,
sounds awesome.
Komodo Island art. So you get to go on an island with Komodo dragons. And I was out with Tom Tobin last night. And he's like, you know, watch out. Those Komodo, they'll eat you. And I go, well, I have neoprene on. I'll be in a wetsuit. And he goes, no, a friend of mine got his toe bitten off. And I'm like, okay, you know, but I'll worry about that when I get there, I guess. So that should be kind of exciting. And hopefully, you know, COVID's gone by May so I can go. But otherwise, we'll have to postpone it again.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is. And we've talked about this COVID. How has it affected you personally, COVID-19?
You know, luckily it hasn't, and I've been very fortunate. You know, I try and follow, the mayor and governor give out a lot of good warnings of what to watch out for. I'm currently quarantining because I was in Utah for 2 weeks, so I'm quarantining this week and trying to, you know, hide out. And so it really hasn't hit. You know, I've had a couple friends who said they had it and it knocked them dead. They lost 20 pounds. We got to beat it.
Yeah.
You know, Trump did not do a great job on this. And hopefully somebody gets his attention. And you go to different parts of the country and people do not wear masks. You know, my son was he's in med school down in St. Louis. And he drove out to our house in Utah, and he said, you're driving through Nebraska, and people are laughing at him for wearing a mask at a state park. And they're laughing at you, and they've got 25% numbers that are way higher than Chicago's. So you feel sorry for them not understanding the severity of this problem.
Yeah,
right.
We all wear a mask. We all
wash your hands. And social distancing.
Yeah.
And this is a hard time now, but we will get through it, you know?
Yeah.
But when
we're behind 30 other nations in our response and what we've done, that is just sad for America.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yep.
But, you know, the good thing about it is, you know, I'm on Catholic Charities Board. We are doing a lot to help people who've been affected with COVID, and a lot of the people have been who are disaffected, and you know, meals, helping out, doing things. Cece and Bridget O'Keefe down the block put together something from our parish. They got the Bridge Ladies together to raise a lot of money to buy food for the food pantry for the Catholic Charity. So we all have to do whatever we can to help other people. It's something you do after being a Jesuit. You know, you try and help the less fortunate.
It's very important. Yep. Hey, Jack.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. You were the chairman of the March of Dimes. I know that's in spring. When you'll have to come back on our show another time, and we'll plug that for you. The March of Dimes. It's a tremendous organization. All the good.
You know, and so many people are affected by it. And you know, my own son was 10 days early, and we had to leave him in the hospital. And it is the scariest thing. My wife was bawling for hours. And when that happened, I go, what are you crying for? We're going back tomorrow. We're going to go see him. And she's like, we left our kid in the hospital and he's in NICU. And
so sad.
So that's why I do it. And I'm not the chairman, but I'm the MC, and I do raise, I do a paddle raise, as they call it. And
wow.
I do call upon people to give more money.
You're amazing, Jack.
Bobby, don't scratch your nose. Pat knows that now.
Thank you for everything you do, Jack. You're amazing.
Well, anything else, Jack, before we go? Any shout-outs to anybody you'd like to give?
Most of my best friends that I've met have been either through the Block Party or other charities that I'm involved with. You know, from Pat Harney, Mark Maloney, you know, John Harris, all the people we hang out with are all involved in many, many different charities. And that's what I do. I'm gone probably 3-4 nights a week in a non-COVID time, trying to do different things. And it's great when you see other people helping out. And I think that's the most important thing any of us can do.
Don't forget your hunting buddy, Nanda. You know, you don't want him to get too close with the Gun.
Oh, I know Nando.
It's
John Harris's brother.
I shot a big buck the other day, Bart, a huge one, and it's getting stuffed for my house in Utah. So it was a good year for hunting.
Wow. I remember that pheasant you had up above your desk at the CTA. And next time you come, we'll talk about Buzz and the pheasant.
There you go.
I'll tell you all about it, Bobby.
That'll be interesting. We got to have Jack on the show again.
We will have him back on the show. And call me during the week at 773-746-7078 if you want to be a guest, if you want to advertise. You can email me at art820am@gmail.com or heylisten820am@gmail.com. Bobby, give out your info.
You can call me at 312-636-8400 or you can email me at heylisten820am@gmail.com. We have a very interesting speaker next week, so please tune in Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11. I also want to give a shout-out to John Schwarmer. He's a manager at Francesca's North, 1145 Church in Northbrook. Excellent Italian food. They have a tent with heaters, so you can eat outside and be safe. Excellent food. Please dine there.
Yeah, okay. Next week we got Constantine Zografoulos Costa, nice Greek guy, I think. The Costa Z Foundation. He's going to teach us courage, patience, and love. And that's just probably a couple things he's going to teach us. Bobby, I don't think you've met him, but you've talked to him.
But
amazing.
He's a very interesting individual, and he's going to be a great guest on our show.
Right. We have a couple of voiceover coaches coming soon. A young man that designs the courses for Ninja Warriors. A gentleman that makes model makers, panos. And from overseas, we have a lady, the Winter Window Wonderland. She does windows, and people can see it for winter. It's amazing. I don't know how we're going to bring that across on the radio, but we'll figure out. You know, maybe we'll give out her webpage before so people can see the stuff she does. Amazing. She just emailed me on the Veterans Day. My God, it was beautiful. Beautiful,
well, we got
beautiful.
A lot of good things in the works. We got a lot of different guest speakers. Like Artie said, we have the designer for the Ninja Warrior show, and that's a very interesting program now. It's on NBC. So we have a lot of good things in the works, holiday shows as well. So
that's
we thank everyone for being on our show, and we look forward to having you next week.
That's it. Jack, any last words?
No, thank you, Art. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for a great morning.
Hey,
thank
great
you.
Having you. Great having you, Art.
And we get back in the
Artie
studio, we'll get you there. Yeah, we'll get you in the studio, and we'll be on Facebook. And myself, I have a face for radio, but I know Jack and Bobby got the face for Facebook.
Hollywood.
Well, I was a DJ at Loyola, Art. I was a DJ for 4 years at Loyola and got...
You were?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
So, well, where are they now?
If Bob gets sick, give me a call. I'll come in and help
you. Hey, now you have a backup.
You can join us anytime you like. Just let me know. We can make it a threesome. No problem here on the radio. We'll have some fun. Reach out. Reach out and get some guests for us, Jack. You know, Frank Cruzzi, Mayor Daley. I think we'd love to have him on. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, Mayor Daley or even Rahm would be nice.
Rahm, I think he's going to be busy now going to Washington. What do you think, Jack?
I think he is going to be going to Washington in some capacity. But the Mayor Daley was the best big city mayor ever. I mean, when you think about people, go back to Charlemagne and people like that. I mean, Mayor Daley put his imprint on this city, and I'm just proud to have worked for him. So,
we all.
Very good.
Well, we all loved him as
we've
our
had
mayor.
Great mayors, and we still do. So thank you, everybody. Dylan, how are we doing? I hear that music coming through. Time almost up. 2 minutes. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, come on. Are we? At
1 minute. Just, all right, Bobby. Tell us what you're doing this fine evening tonight, Bobby. We got a minute to stretch.
Well, we're probably going to dine up north somewhere in a tent outside. But
excellent.
We're enjoying this cooler weather, and we hope everyone has an enjoyable week. And please tune in to our program next week, Where Are They Now? And if you'd like to be a guest speaker, please call me at 312-636-8400. Thank you.
And you're up in Glenview? Stop at Jennings Chevrolet. You know, they got some beautiful vehicles there. You know, what can I tell you?
Yes, it's the best dealer in the Midwest, Jennings Chevrolet.
Say that again, Jack.
Cece went to Regina High School with Jennings' daughter. So,
see that?
I'm your cousin.
Well, they're,
yeah.
Hey, Jack, excellent. They're family owned, and they're really doing a beautiful job. You know, they're a stand up dealer, you know.
And if you want to help the victims in New Mexico from the hurricane, text Selene 630-781-1721. They need donations.
Hey, Art, you love this. Holly is